From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Police in Illinois say they're changing tactics in the manhunt for three men in the shooting death of an officer. The Lake County Sheriff's Office says the search has expanded beyond the original two-square-mile perimeter. Major Crime Task Force Commander George Valenko says evidence is being analyzed.
Everything collected at that crime scene has now been turned over to the Northern Illinois Crime Lab. They're currently expediting processing any type of evidence, whether it be fingerprint evidence, DNA transfer, and we probably won't have those results for at least a day or so.
Lieutenant Charles Glinowitz was shot Tuesday morning as he was pursuing three men on foot. Attorney General Loretta Lynch is condemning the killings of law enforcement officers in Texas and Illinois. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports the attorney general is offering condolences to their families.
In remarks at a fair housing conference in Washington, Loretta Lynch offers support for police gunned down in the line of duty.
We have had four more guardians slain, and frankly, our hearts are broken.
The attorney general says police run into danger for their communities, and violence against law enforcement needs to stop. She says the Justice Department will convene a meeting in Detroit this month to discuss ways to reduce violent crime against police and civilians. Crime, Lynch says, touches all of us. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Maryland Democratic Senator Barbara Mikulski announced her support for the Iran nuclear deal today. And as NPR's Bracton Booger reports, the White House now has enough votes to ensure the accord will withstand a Republican challenge.
Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski became the crucial 34th vote the White House needed. Her support means President Obama can sustain a veto should Congress pass a measure and block the Iran deal. In a statement, Mikulski says this vote has monumental and enduring consequences. She adds, no deal is perfect, especially one negotiated with the Iranian regime. Mikulski's support comes a day after two other Democratic holdouts, Senator Chris Coons of Delaware and Bob Casey of Pennsylvania, announced they would back the agreement. No Senate Republicans have expressed support for the Iran deal. Bracton Booker, NPR News, Washington.
A judge in Baltimore has denied motions to dismiss charges against six police officers in the death of Freddie Gray. The 25-year-old black man suffered fatal injuries while in police custody this spring. The judge has also ruled against recusing the lead prosecutor. The April 15th incident sparked weeks of protests and became a flashpoint in a nationwide debate over police treatment of black suspects. Worker productivity in the U.S. jumped 3.3% during the second quarter, the fastest clip in almost 2 years, that were today from the Labor Department. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 200 points, the Nasdaq up 63. This is NPR. Israel's government is considering new ways to crack down on underage Palestinians who throw rocks or firebombs at security forces or cars. NPR's Emily Harris reports this comes as officials cite a rise in violence around Jerusalem.
The discussion of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and top security advisors focused on a road. It's called the 443, and it's one of two major routes that connect Jerusalem in the hills with Tel Aviv, about an hour away on the coast. The 443 is partially built in the West Bank, on land Palestinians claim as part of a future state. Palestinians stabbed two Israelis, one a soldier, in separate incidents along that road last month. Israeli police say stones have also been thrown at cars. Netanyahu said the government will consider changing laws to allow security forces to shoot at Palestinians who throw stones and consider minimum sentences for minors. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.
The State Department is calling on China to release a well-known Christian lawyer, Zhang Kai, and his assistant, who've been held for more than a week. State Department spokesman Mark Toner says the two were detained on August 25th.
We believe strongly as a country, as a nation, in religious freedom, and we would call on all countries to allow people to their own citizens to worship as they see fit.
The Obama administration is also urging Beijing to release 20 political prisoners ahead of this month's state visit to the U.S. by China's president. On Wall Street, the Dow now up 190 points at 16,249, the Nasdaq up 60 points, the S&P up 19. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.